Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your community talk radio station for the North State. Good morning. Hey, it is 7:06 in the morning, and our phone line here is 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. September the 24th today, and we've just had all types of adventures yesterday starting after the show, and Bad Bob, you are the hero of the day.
Thank you. It was a bit of an excitement. Short story that we had a failure of a critical component that took us down, and so apologies for those who were worried about the station.
Thanks for the phone calls. Thanks for the emails.
Yes.
But you know, and the fact is I'm not. We're streaming. Are we streaming again?
Right? We are in fact streaming once again. That was one of the things that we worked on getting. Back up and running. We are on a temporary system. New parts are on the way, and we press forward.
Yeah, they said they should be here within an hour anyway, but we're back. He had us back on the air in like about an hour and a half, and I can't say enough about Bob Belongi and his engineering capabilities. Frankly, I thought, well, we're just really messed up here. But you'd be surprised what you can put together with duct tape and a piece of wire. We have our backup systems. It just took us about an hour to put them back in because we had to remove a whole board. And gonna have to go put that back in again today when we get the new parts in. Okay. Great day. Linda's on her quest today. She's got like 1,000 things to do, replacing things and getting things. We have, so much going on this week, including Thursday, from 7 to 9 a.m. We're gonna be at the Dutch Bros on Churn Creek, and we're helping to raise money for Turtle Bay. So we need you to stop by there. And for every item you buy there, $1 goes into the, goes into Turtle Bay, plus all the tips that come in that day. So we'll be there, so make sure you come by and see us. It's a busy place, but make sure you come by, see us, say hello, buy one of their coffees, buy that Blue Rebel drink they have. And I'm sure, you know, Bob will be able to tell you exactly what kind of super drinks they have since you go there a lot.
I love their mochas, and just a regular Dutch coffee is pretty darn good stuff.
Yes.
And they it's interesting, you watch the baristas a lot of places, they'll just slam it out. These people are trained that if it is not a perfect shot from the espresso machine, they throw it out and start over. And it might take them, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 tries.
We were down at the barista training center last night.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you something. I can't say enough about Chris and Aaron Risner. They've taken this and run with it. And there's a number of us down there that's going to be out, you know, acting as these honorary baristas there to raise money. But I tell you what, the training area there to train people on how to use their equipment is one thing. But they've got a spot there for kids. They've got a climbing wall. I mean, it's unbelievable. So anyway, so let's, who do we, I know that we have.
We are doing a test, a live fire test right now, and we're going to see if, in fact, Chris Lasondak can hear us and we can hear him. Chris from Wells Fargo Advisors, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I hear you just fine.
You know what?
Good morning, Carl.
Another
miracle. Morning, Bob.
Well, hi, Chris.
We're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are modestly lower. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 27 points at 15,374. The S&P 500 down 2 points at 1699, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 5 points at 3760. Volume of the New York Stock Exchange is 100 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Rite Aid's up 21 cents at $5.04, Bank of America down 8 cents at $14.06, J.P. Morgan Chase off 73 cents at $50.73, while General Electric's up 7 cents at $24.35. Of local interest, Safeway up 2 cents at $31.64. Costco's up a penny at $117.58. Home Depot down 2 cents at $75.89. And Ready Bank of Commerce up 4 cents at $5.57. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.68%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33%. Oil's down 81 cents a barrel at $101.91, and precious metals are lower with gold down $8.40 an ounce at $13.13.14, while silver's down a dime at $21.50 an ounce. This is Chris LaSondack at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. You're our first phone call on our new system here. That is Chris LaSondack from our Wells Fargo Advisors on
Very
our Market Minute.
Temporary system.
Temporary. We'll have this thing up. In about, you know, what, 2 hours. Anyway, they're on 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. They know their way through Wall Street. And if you're looking at the, what's going on with Chrysler and Fiat and the unions, you probably need an idea about what's happening with that, right? Okay, Bob, what's the weather today?
Going to be partly sunny today. A high near 75 degrees, 30% chance of showers tonight, and that's going to continue through your Wednesday. Right now we have 63 degrees here at KCNR.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot. It's going to be a nice day today. It looks like this week is going to be beautiful. This weekend, you know, 81, 82, we're going to be out on Lake Shasta with a party boat from Holiday Harbor. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's your community radio station.
Saturday night, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the state finals championship during the Tehama District Fair. Two action-packed nights as California's top pro rodeo athletes climb aboard some of the rankest stock in rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, the Loft in Red Bluff for the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Tickets are $13, $5 for children 6 to 12, 5 and under are free. These prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action at its finest this Friday and Saturday night at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by the Gold Mart on Hilltop Drive in Reading. Whether you're married, engaged, or getting ready to pop that special question, shop the Gold Mart for all things that sparkle. Find the latest designs in wedding sets, diamonds, and precious stones, all at the Gold Mart. Open Saturdays with financing available and free layaway until Christmas. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Shopping Center, Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Ladies, would you like to learn the basics of using your pistol for personal protection in a stress-free private environment with other shooters who are of the same skill level and attitude? NorCal Firearms Instruction has your solution. Our very popular ladies-only class is scheduled twice this fall at Sportsman's Warehouse and the Reading Gun Club. You can use one of our firearms and we can supply the cartridges. All you need is a good attitude and a willingness to learn. Contact us today at 999-1822 or on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Lighty and I'll see you at the range.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carlin and DeBott, good morning. 7:15 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Let's get into a few things here. Hey, you know, we started that, City of Reading started that wanted, Reading's most wanted, five most wanted, and they put their pictures out everywhere. Well, one got caught last night. That's always good. Immediately. And there's been some laws passed. I'm going to get into Obamacare in this. The latest law signed and passed is from Brown is that, motorists must give bicyclists 3 feet of space. That means if you come up, if you can't pass, you've got to wait until you can pass. You can't get in that three feet. So the cyclist isn't endangered. Now, Bad Bob, is it just me, but how many times you've been riding down the road in your car and you've got cyclists 2-3 feet into the road? I'm not talking about, there may not be a bicycle path, but even if there is, they're riding 2 abreast a lot of times and they're out into the road. Does this mean that you have to stop until you can get, and if there's oncoming traffic, you've got to slow down and get behind a bike, even if they don't move over?
Man, I see potential for problems here. And our cops can be driving around with yardsticks so they can measure the 3 feet. You're only 28 inches.
Or is this just something that, if you come up and, just another law, I mean, if you already hit a bicyclist, it's probably, it could be his fault, it could be your fault. I mean, what if you're driving along and he moves out and he hits you? But then there's a law, you've got to maintain 3 feet. So does that mean, wait a minute, I was maintaining 3 feet, he leaned into me. I mean, this is just another lawyer's dream.
Yeah.
Gosh, what can I say?
Now that we've got the smokers on the run, let's go after anybody who drives a motorized vehicle and push everybody onto bicycles. And of course, that means they have to move to the city.
Yeah. Hey, Lois Lerner, the one that targeted the conservative nonprofit groups, who then went in front of the Congress and said, "I'm not a crook. I'm not guilty. I did nothing wrong. I now plead the Fifth." I mean, literally did that. Well, she just resigned. Or retired, I guess you could say, because she's retiring at about $60,000 a year for life plus health benefits. And it was before that they were getting ready to fire her, so she just retired early. The damage she did and her group, and then we also need to find out is, did she just operate on her own? No, of course not. You know, this came from much higher authorities. Are any of them being punished? Are they on these kind of administrative leaves? You just like to hear, it's like Fast and Furious. You know, one of them has to resign, and two others get moved into other jobs that are just as profitable. So it's these things like that that just keep you going. Washington Post says Obamacare, is favored by only 39% of the nation. In other words, a vast majority, well over 60%, don't favor Obamacare. And all of the for a variety of reasons. Workers' hours are cut. IBM, SeaWorld, Rite Aid, so many others have opted out. 2,000 businesses and groups have been given a buy on Obamacare because this is the way they could get it passed. There's so many exemptions in it. There's an exemption for Congress, of course. You know, our taxpayers, we pay 75% now of the people in Congress and their aides and all their staffers. We pay that for Obamacare because they threatened to get other jobs. And my God, a brain drain, as some of the Democrats were saying, who's going to read our bills? You know. No, they said that. There's some senators. Who's going to read these bills? Well, do it like Pelosi says. You know, hey, let's just pass it. Find out what it means. We've had enough of those. Wouldn't it be interesting to see if a senator or a congressman actually read the bills they passed? I mean, really? Come on. It's just, you know, that and again. We've got to take a quick break. We got a lot of things going here, but it's a number of things are happening in our government, in our state, in our area here that has an impact on all of us. So we'll be right back right after these messages. Carl and DeBott.
Carl He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added 2 or 3 vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ticheli Lane in Redding.
You hungry for the greatest, juiciest, best-tasting steaks around? Dry Creek Station Steak Dinner start at $7.99. A mouth-watering 16-ounce porterhouse steak, only $15.99. Or prime rib starting at $9.99. If you're in the mood for barbecue, Dry Creek Station offers all-you-can-eat beef ribs, $13.95 while they last. Bacon-wrapped prawns or filet mignon beef kebabs might tickle your fancy, or maybe seafood sounds tasty. Order up the Italian or teriyaki grilled salmon filet, steamer clams, tender calamari steak pan-fried in their secret sauce, or beer-battered prawns. Double your pleasure with twin lobster tails, $24.99, or steak and New England lobster for just $17.99. Dinner served 7 nights a week and includes all the fixings. Jumpstart your weekend with breakfast at Dry Creek Station Saturday and Sundays from 8 till noon. Starting at $3.99, their breakfasts are the best value in town. Are you hungry? Then head for Dry Creek Station, 8 minutes east of I-5 on Highway 299 east of Bella Vista. Great food, great prices. That's where quality and value meet.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is 7:24 in the morning, 63 degrees out there, and we're going for the high 70s today. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest place to get coffee at Espresso Joe's, and of course, the best walk-in humidor in the state, right there. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They were on the news yesterday. When somebody tried to break into their store, they had their cameras out, they gave their video to the police, and the Crime Watch group, working together with the police, had these three guys arrested in like 2 hours. Hey, bravo for Crime Watch. Bravo for Tobacco and Brew. Hey, we're here with Mark Munoz, who is here to talk to us about something we've never talked about before. Hockey. Roller hockey. Right here in the city of Redding. Is that right?
That's right. We play down at Big League Dreams, and it's for kids of all ages.
So you're going to tell us about it, that people can sign up now and all this?
Yeah, starting October the 1st, we're having free Learn to Play for kids 4 to 14, I believe it is, maybe 16. And it's right there at our website, readinghockey.com. Mm-hmm. There's all the information you need. phone contacts. You can contact our league president, and fortunately, he couldn't be here today, so I got the job.
Okay, so what are the phone numbers that we can get a hold of people with here?
Oh, geez, I was afraid you were
okay. Well, then we'll go back to that. Okay, now this is all ages here, so it's on the thing here, Bob.
It's up. I do have a quick question. It says 4 to 17. I'm picturing some 4-year-old dressed up like the little kid in Christmas Story. You know, with all the, because they do have a fair amount of protective gear, don't they?
Oh yeah. They're required to wear mouthpieces, face guards, all the way through our league, and the Learn to Play. We've been given a grant by the McConnell Foundation.
Uh huh.
And we have free gear. It's free to play, free to learn to play. And first come, first serve. There's lots of gear for all different sizes.
Okay, so you can learn to play the roller hockey. You don't even need to have your own gear. They can outfit you from age 4 to 17 that are playing in this. So how many teams are there?
Well, that's what we're trying to put together right now.
Okay,
right,
so is this like the first or second year for this?
No, we've been doing hockey for at least 15 years.
Okay.
Before I got here, they were doing hockey. Long before that. Okay. And, it's a lot of fun. A lot of kids, play, learn really quick.
And the, phone number, if you're interested in this for your kids to get into this, it's a contact sport, but they're protected.
It's not
a full contact. It's not like hockey out there.
Incidental contact. Directly go hit somebody.
Women's hockey. And they have incidental contact, something like this. 515-2376. It's great exercise. It's good for the kids. It teaches them competitiveness, as exercise form. The equipment's provided. They've got coaches. They've got it all.
Right. And, one thing I wanted to mention, I wanted to thank the McConnell Foundation for giving us, it was a generous donation of $15,000 for our, for us to be able to purchase this equipment so we can start our Learn to Play program. In December, our leagues actually start. We have our regular players that come and play nearly every season. My children have played. They're all grown now. It's just a great sport, and it's a little bit different than ice hockey. Ice hockey, you have offsides. You have the blue lines, and there's stoppage of play in ice hockey because if you go offsides, then you stop. In roller hockey, there's no offsides.
Use a ball. Or do you use a puck?
We use a puck.
Use a puck, okay.
It's a little bit different than an ice puck. It has little sliders on it. It makes it go across the floor a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we have sticks, we have shin guards, elbow pads, helmets, skates.
I had a crew from the Sandia Labs. Most of them were PhDs, headed up by the main PhD that at noon, 2 days a week, they'd play roller hockey. And they would release all their aggressions. During this game. Now, so this was unlike yours, which has incidental contact. Theirs was, you know, contact.
Right.
And they would just be, I went out there one day and watched it, and it was just, wow. You know, no wonder you guys got bruises all over your head.
Well, as the kids,
different with this.
I'll be honest, as the kids get older into the teen years, there's a little more aggressiveness, but the young kids, the little kids, the 4, 5, 6, 7, 10-year-olds,
uh-huh.
It's just so much fun.
They're just playing for fun, how quick
they learn. The first day they're just falling all over, and shortly after that, they're skating better than me. Well, that's not very good anyway, but.
Yeah, it was kind of like on a ski slope. I watch these little 6-year-olds and they just blow past me. I just try not to fall down when they go by. Okay, Mark, this is great. And again, we'll give that phone number, 515-2376, David Coy. Is that his
name? That's correct, yeah.
Okay, and if you want to get into the, great sport, you just have to give him a call, and it sounds like you have a good time.
Best yet, check the website.
Okay, oh, yeah.
Sign up on the website.
And the website is?
ReadingHockey.com. And also, right after that, we're going to be starting, when league starts, we're going to start our travel leagues. It's a competitive league. We travel around the state, other states, Arizona, Oregon. So. That's for if you're interested in that. And a lot of kids are.
Great.
My daughter actually played in travel league.
That sounds like fun, too. So it's not just here. You can just be able to travel, too. Okay. Mark Munoz and our Reading Hockey. It's readinghockey.com.
That's correct.
There you go. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
at Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or, if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Are your taste buds craving a big, juicy burger? You can order a plain old hamburger just about anywhere, but there's only one place you can satisfy your taste buds with the thick, juicy, charcoal barbecue flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection, then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a running landmark for over 30 years. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bar. Linda is on a quest today to get a lot of things finished. We're in the middle of changing over a lot of our boards that are here after a... we had a power surge last week, which we thought we escaped. And then this week, we had some problem in the studios, as many of you mentioned and wrote to us and called in. But we are back online. We're back streaming at KCNR1460.com. Give us a call at 605-4567. Everything's working here today. It's just, we just have to kind of watch it. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Is it a competitive price that you're getting? How about discounts for seniors and veterans? How about they're locally owned and family operated? That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. They're big in our community. They do a lot for our community. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay. You know, this Friday, you know, we talk about Reading. You know, everybody goes, oh, Reading, you know, there's nothing going on in Reading. Oh, we're sinking economically. There's no ideas. Oh, we can't do anything. We don't have a four-year college here. You know, frankly, you get tired listening to this. Crap. Mainly because people don't realize there are a lot of things going on here. And with us today is Hope Seth from the Economic Development Corporation. She was with us last week. But we're really, really excited about something that's going to happen this Friday. Also joining us is Dan Morrill and Todd Jones from OpTest. But we're going to start off with Hope. Hope, Game Changers.
Yes, good morning. Game Changers is
really a presentation to the community of the innovation that we have going on right here in Shasta County that's going all over the world. And it takes place this Friday. It's our third annual Game Changers. We've had two other ones, and we're excited to show off what companies we have here.
Well, when you say Game Changers, what exactly? I know you say it goes all over the world, but we had somebody with us last week that actually has got the software that you can control your emails, that once it leaves you with this stuff, and you can do a free download. People were doing it that day and were liking it, that you can now control it. If I want to send an email to Hope and say, I don't want this forwarded, I can put that in there. So Hope can read it, but it will never be forwarded. And you can also track your emails all over the world. As people open them up, you can track it across, with displays there.
Absolutely.
Their software displays.
It's fascinating.
It is. But we've got so many like that, and we've got somebody here with us today, and with Dan Morrow and Todd Jones from Optest. And what's Optest?
Well, that's a great question.
You're the ones I should be asking, though, right?
Yeah. Give you a little bit of my story. I'm a homegrown Reading guy who Shasta High School, Shasta College, went to a university and got a degree, spent a couple of years working down in Southern California in the technology sector. And, growing up in Reading, I think it's safe to say we all know this is the best place to be on the planet. And
I think if it's not the best, it's really close to being the best.
We could go through the Reading postulate.
We could do that, but I tell you what, this is an outstanding place. This is where we decided to stay after living literally all over the world.
So for a guy like me who's a technologist, the great question of life is, what do I have to do to get back up here to Reading? So close to 25 years ago, my wife and I just made the choice. We're going to move up here. If we have to bring work with us, that's what we'll do. And initially, worked through a couple of companies, did find work up here, taught at Shasta College for 10 years, and then came to a point where there was enough critical mass in the work that I was doing from Southern California that we could found a company that builds equipment for semiconductor manufacturing.
Wow.
So we have a small technology firm here in Reading. This is a company that designs and builds equipment for semiconductor manufacturers, goes all over the planet. So, all over Asia, we put equipment in Europe. There's some domestic customers, but almost everything we do lands offshore.
So what kind of equipment is this that you're building? I mean, is it a complex manufactured thing, or people can put it together? Is this something that has to be?
This is it's incredibly, I think the word would be geeky. So, we are for instance, when you come to the topic of temperature measurement and how you measure temperature, part of what we do is we build some of the best temperature measurement equipment that services the semiconductor industry, anywhere on the planet. So we wind up at companies like Intel and Motorola and TSMC because of the equipment that we build and the supply chain we're in does that temperature measurement better than anybody on the planet. We also have key patents on how to quantify color. Semiconductor manufacturing now is engaging in manufacturing lighting with the high-brightness light-emitting diodes. So we're making robots, and we have core technology that I can tell you exactly what the color content of a light is. And they use that in manufacturing.
Of a light.
Of a light.
Like a light we have in here?
Like the light you have in here. It's kind of a funny thing. You've been to the paint store and you try to match, those paint chips.
You can't, but you try.
We can.
You can.
We can. We can do it precisely. I can do it in a CAD system. We have that technology.
Well, if you do that, it's probably so far beyond me at this point, but okay, you can match these two paints up.
Yes.
And then could you make those guys? I mean, does your computer, or are they able then to take those things and to match exactly?
Yes. Yes.
So you could go down to your paint store and exactly match the paint.
Yes. Yeah, that is a game changer, is it not?
A game changer.
Yeah, and what's funny is
nobody can do that. You can now.
Nobody can yet.
Nobody can yet.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's great. I mean, how many times have you painted a room? And within, you know, something happens. So you have to go back. And if you don't keep that exact paint, and even if you keep the paint and it's like 6 months old,
mm-hmm.
and if it hasn't been stored correctly, I mean, it's a different color. So right. now you can, so you can actually be able to mix in everything perfectly.
Yeah.
And that's coming.
Yeah. Just a matter of time now. Wow. It will happen. And, you know, the reason that I'm here today is because you're right. Redding does have a reputation, or at least we think we have the reputation of being a place that's kind of this sink of ideas or a vacuum of
yeah,
these.
It's not.
You know, when you start kicking over rocks around here, you'll find that there are all kinds of very, very talented people with great ideas, with sharp skills, that have these connections just waiting to explode. This Game Changers event that the EDC is putting together is drawing some of those people out of the community so we can look and see and celebrate and participate.
Well, we're going to take a break here, but I tell you, this is one of the reasons that I so much enjoy this show, is we've had thousands of guests, I mean, literally, and we're starting our fifth year, believe it or not, my Game Changer. But we talk to people like you, and the people from last week. We talked to a lot of people, businesses coming through here, young people coming through here that are just filled with ideas, just filled with enthusiasm. And, you know, and I see this where maybe other people don't. And, you know, we actually even had, we had that show for a year that it was, you know, like good business news here in Redding. And it was about people like you all that mm-hmm. there's a thousand stories out there of positive moving forward, and, you know, and for us to stop, you know, beating on each other. Yeah, you know, we become famous because we've got a guy that dresses up like a baby and people that, you know, take baths in, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken things. We shouldn't be famous for that. We should be famous for Optest. We should be famous for the other things that we do here instead of some of those. Anyway, we got to take a break. I'll get off my soapbox now. Carl and Linda Bott, we're here with Hope Seth, Dan Morrill, and Todd Jones. They're from Optest and a worldwide international manufacturer right here in Redding. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
This Friday and Saturday night, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the State Finals Championship during the Tehama District Fair. Two action-packed nights as California's top pro rodeo athletes climb aboard some of the rankest stock in rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, The Loft in Red Bluff for the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Tickets are $13, $5 for children 6 to 12, 5 and under are free. These prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action at its finest this Friday and Saturday night at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff, brought to you in part by the Gold Mart on Hilltop Drive in Redding. Whether you're married, engaged, or getting ready to pop that special question, shop the Gold Mart for all things that sparkle. Find the latest designs in wedding sets, diamonds, and precious stones, all at the Gold Mart. Open Saturdays with financing available and free layaway until Christmas. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Shopping Center, Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The NorCal Outreach Project wants you to come to the 5th Annual Reading Gay Pride event to be held in downtown Reading's Market Street block in front of the Cascade Theater. It all takes place Saturday, September 28th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Exciting entertainers, artisan and food vendors, and you, the wonderful people of the North State, all enjoying a day out in downtown Reading. Be there at 10 a.m. for the LGBT Pride March. Donation at the entrance gets you a Pride wristband. See ya on Saturday, September 28th.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it to my
face. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on a quest today. And we're here, and we've got the EDC with us, and we'll talk about that in a second. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Well, yes, it's cooling down, but then it's going to get cold. It's a perfect time now to call Martin Graff and his people to come on in and service your air conditioner heating system and to make sure it's ready for the winter. And, you know, cleaning all the filters out, making sure the electrical connections are working, your ducts are okay. And he does this. He does a great job. And if you need a new system, he's the man to do it. They just install quality systems. And they offer a 10-year, parts and, warranty on it. Parts and labor warranty on it. I can't say enough about the professionalism of Mark and his people from Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Our guests today are Hope Seth, who is, representing the Economic Development Corporation. Dan Morrow, who has started up OpTest. And Todd Jones, who is a friend of ours that we've known for, years now.
A couple years, yeah.
And Todd's a Marine veteran.
I am, yes, sir.
You are. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for yours.
And worked on the Herker team for a while.
I did, yeah. It was a great time.
Yeah. And it's a interesting time we have
here. It is.
In the North State. But we're talking here with Economic Development Corporation, and Hope and I were talking during the break along with Dan on a program we've got called EDGE.
Right. So the Shasta EDGE is a stands for the Economic Development for a Global Economy. And that really started coming about a couple years ago as the EDC and other entrepreneurs who had relocated to the area looked at our region and said, you know, we have a lot of bright ideas. We have a lot of talent. We have a lot of things that are going on right under our nose that we didn't even know was here. What would it look like instead of always trying to recruit companies to come here? What if it looked like we began to support and cultivate and develop new companies, because they are two-thirds of new jobs come from startups and new companies, young companies. And so the Shasta EDGE really is an initiative that brought together people from the education sector, from industry, from finance and business leaders together. And Dan has been a key component of helping put this together.
So this would be like the tribal leaders and the mentors that we have read about lately.
Yes.
And which is a great idea. The fact is that we've got people that have established themselves, very, you know, established companies who have entrepreneur companies. I'm not talking about a government company, but an entrepreneur who's gone out. Now they're helping others, and you want to help build that. I've always loved that idea that the city and the county should provide a place for them to start up, you know, and give them a year or two to maybe it's a free, you know, maybe it's just a free space that they can work out of, you know, a storefront or something, and mentoring.
Right. Well, that's really,
and that's kind of what you're doing, though.
That's real exciting that you brought that up, because Peter Barth, who will be coming out, and he's our main speaker on Friday at Game Changers, that is exactly what they did in Greenville, South Carolina. He went there and they started a co-working space, an incubator space, and then an accelerator program to really assist and support these startups.
Well, Dan, that's what you're saying, is that you had me draw a funnel. And I said, okay, if you picture the top of the funnel is where all of these ideas and these people are, but they don't know how to bring these ideas to fruition. And that once they get them into the funnel, that this is where the people like yourself and the EDGE can kind of polish these diamonds so that when they're at the end of the process, they're ready to rock.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, there are a couple of ways of looking at it. You know, a business involves people and it involves an idea. Horses and jockeys is some of the language that you'll hear in the economic development community. And a lot of times the idea of a space where they can do work is one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is a human aspect that sometimes people that are really good with ideas need a little bit of development in their business structures or need a partner who understands finance or need access to capital or management expertise or. And for me personally, I'm just very encouraged by seeing this fabric start to come together because, quite frankly, I'm interested in helping out people who are walking the similar path that I did. I came out of high school with ambitions to be a TV repairman. That was the height. That was the pinnacle I was climbing. And
never made it, huh?
Never made it. TVs went away so fast, you know.
It may go away completely.
But, you know, I'll tell you to this day, if you've got a tube system that needs some work, I know how to work tubes.
You know how to do that. Yeah. Huh? Well, you know what? This is great. You know, we've got to take a break here in a second. But see, this is exactly what, you know, that I am so happy to hear this. And people need to know about this, that this is happening here in this town. I'm tired of hearing people, oh, we can't go anywhere. We can have a four-year college. That's not true. We've got universities around here, but the big thing is the brilliant people that have ideas, you know, I look at it like there's some people that can think things up, but they can't implement it.
Mm-hmm.
There's other people that maybe they're not great at thinking things up, but they can implement anything. They can make it work. And you've got that really rare individual that has the vision and then has the aptitude to be able to bring that vision to fruition. So putting those people together like that and taking the ones that are that third one and giving them the ability, a lot of times it's just a little guidance.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good chunk of what this Game Changer event is about. Is I personally, I'm hoping that some of the folks who are in this community that have deep experience and deep expertise in business development will take the time to buy a ticket and come out and meet some of these young folks who need their skills. It's a great mixing pot for those with experience and those with ideas who are looking to move forward.
Okay. Well, we want to talk about that as soon as we get back. Hope Seth, Dan Morrow, and Todd Jones are with us today. And we're talking about the our Game Changers that's going to be this Friday at noontime, right?
It starts at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Okay, we'll be right back.
October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires at the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Red, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local tough trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck. Thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud's Jolly Co., Carmona's Appliances, Allbrook's Clearance Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on quest today. She'll be back tomorrow. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live, and good morning to everybody in there. I'm kind of trying to catch up with everything. Welcome back, Fargie. Fargie's been in Pittsburgh. Why anybody would be in Pittsburgh, I don't know. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know, Redding Crown Motors, it's your neighbors giving you great deals on any type of truck, car, SUV you could possibly want. They're going to do a good deal for you, and their service department is second to none at Redding Crown Motors. It's your local Dodge, Ford, Lincoln, Honda, and Nissan dealership. Give them a call at 223-2177 or visit them at 555 Cypress Avenue. You know, Redding Crown Motors, I get to work down on my Ford F-150 there, in and out, and they do absolutely fabulous work. Redding Crown Motors. Our guests today are Hope Seth from the Economic Development Corporation, Dan Morrow, who's started up OpTest, and Todd Jones, who is here just to say hello. Because we know Todd, and we're glad he's here, too.
I haven't been here for a while.
he's also with OpTest. The Game Changer this Friday starts at 11 o'clock. There's still some tickets left.
There are a few.
There's two less, though, because I just bought two more.
Well, thank you much.
Well, you know what? This is... I so thoroughly back this. I would like to find a way that we could just have, you and I talked about this, so have people on like Dan, you know, at least once a month, have people on like Dan to come in here and talk about that positive aspect. These are things that are happening here in our town. Mm-hmm. And listening to Dan and, Todd and yourself talking with the Edge, program, how you're putting people together and people with great ideas and helping them bring these to fruition, because, you know, if we can grow them right here, Dan, they're here, right? I mean, the people are here.
They are here. Absolutely.
So all we have to do is find them.
We need to find them, and, you know, as a community, we need to kind of put together a visible support structure and give them good reason to come out and engage with some of the folks who are experienced and have been there, done that, and are willing to help.
And that's some of the great things we do. As OpTest, we work with Shasta College and Simpson University, and we have a lot of great interns that come work with us at OpTest. And now we have some employees that have come from Simpson University are now some of our greatest employees at OpTest. And, you know, there's a lot of talented young people here that are at Shasta College and Simpson University, and we're happy to have them with us at OpTest.
Well, there are, you know what, people say, oh, this generation and all that. Well, I mean, I've been seeing a lot of young people that are more than ready to jump into this. Last night I was down at the training facility for Dutch Bros, and I saw some people they have running or managing two or three, four stores, which is a big, you know, which is a big time around here. Young. I mean, all of them had to be under 25. Yet they all were driven to succeed in that, you know, in that culture. Now, that's not necessarily you're inventing something, but their entrepreneurship's there because, you know, they want to open up their own stores.
Yeah, and the fact is, as an innovator, those innovators have to have those kinds of talents around them.
Absolutely. No, you're right.
So it's all one thing. You know, they're idea guys and they're execution guys, and when they come together, then you've got something we're talking about.
You got a lot of confidence there on our success there here in Redding in the future. Is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely.
That's super. Okay, we got to run here. Our guest has been Hope Seth from the Economic Development Corporation, of course. Dan Morrow, the founder of OpTest, and Todd Jones is here with us. Thanks so much. Okay, Friday, 11 o'clock. There's still tickets left, right?
So, so if you want to get a ticket, give us a call at 224-4920, or you can go online at GameChangers2013.com.
All right. All right, we'll be right back after the news.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama addressing other world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly.
Like every generation of leaders, we face new and profound challenges. And this body continues to be tested.
He spoke about Iraq, Afghanistan, the pursuit of a peace deal between the Israelis and Palestinians, saying the time's ripe for that. Also about Iran's nuclear program and a diplomatic path to shut it down if possible. And the president says our hearts go out to those affected by a shopping mall attack in Nairobi, Kenya, where there are reports of many dead bodies and militants claiming to still be holding hostages. More on that from Fox News Radio's Emily Wither.
There are conflicting reports about what's happening in that shopping mall. The Kenyan authorities say they are wrapping up operations, while Islamic militants from the Al-Qaeda-linked group Al-Shabaab claim they're still holding hostages inside. A security expert with contacts inside the mall says there are at least 10 people being held by a band of attackers from all over the world. Kenyan authorities say they've arrested 10 suspects and killed 3 of the attackers. It's feared that more bodies will be uncovered from the mall. Right now, 62 people are known to have died. Chris.
Emily, thank you. Some Senate Republicans now have a difference of opinion on strategy and on avoiding a government shutdown on Capitol Hill. Here's Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
A block of Senate conservatives led by Texas Republican Ted Cruz is pressuring colleagues to hold up votes on a House-passed short-term spending plan aimed at preventing a government shutdown and stripping cash for the Affordable Care Act. But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell won't go along.
I just don't happen to think filibustering a bill that defunds Obamacare is the best route to defunding Obamacare.
Senate Democrats will offer an amendment restoring funds for the health care law, a vote McConnell says he will oppose. Chris.
Jared, the suspected gunman in a park shooting in Chicago has been charged. 13 people were hurt Thursday night. 4 people charged so far in all. This is Fox News Radio. Barron Balance.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A Virginia Beach 7th grader could be kicked out of school for the rest of the year for playing with a plastic pellet gun in his own front yard. A neighbor called 911.
13-year-old Khalid Caraballo was bored, waiting for the school bus.
Did you take the gun to the bus stop?
No, sir.
Did you take it to school?
No, sir.
Caraballo says after he got to school, he was taken out of class and suspended. Larkspur Middle School principal Matthew Delaney claims his investigation found the children were firing pellet guns at each other and at people near the bus stop.
Andy Fox with Wavy TV 10 in Virginia. A report that China may ease up just a little bit on internet censorship.
Right now, Facebook and Twitter are among the websites blocked in China by the Chinese government. But a newspaper in Hong Kong reports those blockages could soon be removed, at least in one district of one major city, a free trade zone that's being planned for Shanghai. The move would be particularly aimed at foreigners. Twitter and Facebook were blocked by Chinese authorities 4 years ago after riots, which the government claims were assisted by social media. The New York Times website is also on the blacklist after it reported on the finances of China's leader last year. Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
30 activists face piracy charges in Russia.
Russia's Federal Investigative Committee says demonstrators on board the Arctic Sunrise threatened the environment and Russia's sovereignty when they climbed onto an oil drilling platform in the Arctic last week. Armed Coast Guard officers boarded the vessel in the Barents Sea and towed the Greenpeace ship to Murmansk. Russia says the activists were provocative and aggressive in their actions. Greenpeace disagrees, saying the protest was peaceful and in international waters. The activists face up to 15 years in prison.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher in Moscow. Three homes evacuated so far, with hundreds of firefighters working on a wildfire burning near Los Angeles at the base of the San Gabriel Mountains. Around 50 acres have burned. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your community talk radio station for the North State. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 805 today, September the 24th. Good morning. Linda's on a quest this morning. She'll be back tomorrow morning. I want to remind everybody that Thursday we're going to be doing a remote from Dutch Brothers at Churn Creek next to the post office. It's there. We're raising money. We're in competition with the Record Searchlight. Here's your chance to take a shot at them right now by giving coming in and buying a cup of coffee or anything you want there. A dollar of each cup goes to Turtle Bay, and then all tips go there. I have a big tip jar. I'll be carrying around. Linda and I'll be out there. So come on down, say hello to us, stop by, have a cup of Java or whatever else that you like to drink from there. And let's put Record Searchlight where they belong, frankly. I mean, is that being too serious? Okay, well, let's go to Chris Lasondak as our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are modestly higher. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 23 points at 15,424. The S&P 500 is unchanged at 1,702, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 15 points at 3,780. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 174 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $1 at $491.65, Microsoft down 27 cents at $32.47, Facebook up $2.28 at $49.47, and Intel's up 13 cents at $23.75. Stocks of local interest, Costco down 6 cents at $117.51, North Valley Bank up a penny at $18.90, AT&T down 3 cents at $34.19, and Harley Davidson up 52 cents at $64.53. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.67%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33%. Oil's down 79 cents a barrel at 102.80, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $5.24 an ounce at $13.16.30, while silver's down a penny at $21.59 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak of the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. You know, everything that's going on Wall Street with everything, you know, I mean, Syria is not finished yet by any means. And when you're talking about the problems that they're having in other parts of the world, it impacts Wall Street. You need somebody who knows what's going on there. So give them a call. 243-7561. Bad Bob, weather.
Partly sunny today, a high near 75, calm winds that'll die down later in the day. 30% chance of showers tonight, then mostly cloudy. The low will be around 52. I call that pretty darn good sleeping weather.
Oh, absolutely.
And 30% chance of showers for your Wednesday, and then partly sunny and a high near 69 degrees. Currently in Reading, we have 65.
Okay, hey, and I just want to do a shout out to Bad Bob. And because yesterday, as the show was finishing up, we were noticing that parts of the board were getting a little bit harder. Some of the things were starting to drop off.
I should explain. We have a piece of broadcast equipment that he's used to mix all of our sound sources and send them out to the internet,
telephone,
to our transmitter,
everything.
Like that.
Right.
And it has a power supply, much like the one in your home computer. And after 3 years of round-the-clock operation, it decided to die.
Well, you know, last week also we had a power surge and some other things going through here. But the point is, these things are supposed to last, you know, for 10, 15 years. Anyway, so it just died on us. And so we were off the air for about an hour, maybe an hour and a half. But in that hour and a half, Bob rebuilt a board and reconnected everything to it. And new power pack coming in for our board is going to be here supposedly now. So we'll go back and reconnect that. But here's what I wanted just wanted to say. We're back, you know, we're back on the air in about an hour, hour and a half. With our streaming, everything, phones, the whole thing, because Bob put it together and rebuilt out of some of the stuff we have here. So it's good to know that we're going to keep this one here just in case.
Duct tape.
Duct tape. Well, you know, the part with the duct tape, it's the only time I had a little doubt. Then I realized that I duct tape everything, so I knew it was going to work at that point. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We got Mark Story and Spencer Curran here. From Haven Humane, we're going to do our monthly update here. There's a lot of stuff going on here, especially barking and whining. And we're not talking about our relationship with our wives. So we'll be right back. Carl on the Bike, KCNR 1460.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on a quest. She'll be back tomorrow morning. So I hope everybody's having a good day. Again, we talked a little bit about, when things happen and that you're able to react to them and get things done. Sometimes when you're, it's kind of like being a hockey goalie. That, if there's a mistake or if something gets by, a light comes on and people, you know, 10,000 people stand up and boo him, right? Well, with us, if there's a 7-second delay, if there's 7 seconds that we're off the air, people are calling us. So you can imagine phone calls and everything we got yesterday, but it was, they were positive. And it says, hey, we can't, we didn't hear it on this. And then people call and say, we miss you guys. You know, is everything okay? Yeah, it's just, we're getting ready to come back up, and we came back up, and people call and say they were happy we're back up. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, you can't, you know, that's those kind of things, Bob, that is, that were coming in all gives day yesterday.
Gives you a warm vote.
Well, maybe
you in amongst the panic with, oh boy, you know, because trying to figure out what we could, the most expedient way to get back on that wasn't going to involve major ripping things out of the wall and then putting them back later.
Well, we learned a lot about this, too. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, our friends over there, and talk about people that know what they're doing. Joe and his family and all the people over there at Orchard Nutrition, when they say they're the North State's nutrition experts, they mean it. They've got the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the whole area here. And, of course, an in-store deli, all the natural foods there, you know, raw milk, you know, they're a firm believer in knowing what's in your food. They also give classes at Orchard Nutrition on health and the right diet, and, you know, just everything that has to do with keeping yourself healthy by living, you know, by eating correctly. Give them a call at 244-9141, or they're in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right behind, on Locust Street right there. Orchard Nutrition. Tell them that you heard us on Carl and Linda's show. Okay, Mark Story, good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you.
CEO of Haven Humane. And of course, Spencer Curran, who is the, Curran. Okay, Curran. Who is in here every Friday with his pet of the week that you bring in here. Very successful with that. And Mark, there's been a huge amount of stuff happening around here.
Yeah,
and I for one want to thank you and your crew for everything you did with this fire that just happened here.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we saw the plume of smoke last week or I guess it was 2 weeks ago now for the Clover fire, and, we immediately went into action. So we worked hand in hand with Shasta County Sheriff's Department, Shasta County Animal Control. They were short staffed, so we stepped in. We had 8 people up in the fire area till about, 10 o'clock Monday night, helping with animals. Unfortunately, as everybody's seen the news, we was really limited on where we could get into. A lot of power lines down, a lot of trees down, and in the fire it was so fierce. But we got in there and we were able to rescue quite a few animals. There were a lot of animals that we sheltered in place because the fire had burned through. They were safe where they were at, so we made sure they had food and water and took care of them. We were in the fire area again. We had 8 people working either at command posts or in the fire area all day Tuesday. And then we had people that were assisting the sheriff's department with feeding, watering, checking on houses because, you know, nobody was allowed back in.
Right.
So we had them going out there and feeding and watering. But we took in a total of 104 animals at Haven itself. We put quite a few horses at some other places. Everybody really stepped up, and we just had tons of people offering help, which was just phenomenal. And then we sheltered in place up there, again with the Shasta County Animal Control, probably, oh gosh, it had to have been over 100 animals at least. So yeah, we were in effect able to help save well over 200 animals, which was really big. And we talked to a lot of people that were extremely thankful. And then afterwards, you know, we put the call out to get food and hay and everything else, and we were just inundated with it, which was amazing. And we had so much. So actually this morning I've got some of my staff going up to Igo to the fire department, and they've got food, a trailer full of hay and everything. So I'm hoping that everybody's going to go up there and get some of that food for their animals.
Well, I understand. You know, when they were saying, I remember when you were putting the word out for food, said, well, wait a minute, we got a lot of hay here. So yeah. Now we're looking for dog and cat food and other things.
Yeah, we got a lot of hay.
A lot of hay.
Yeah, but, you know, we went up last Tuesday, and there was a bunch of us that went up last Tuesday. And although we didn't get a lot of the people that lived there immediately coming up, we had a few people come up, which was great. And, you know, we loaded them up. And they'd come up, and they'd get for other families too, which was great. But I think that it was still so soon after the fire that, you know, they didn't really know what their immediate needs were. But we also, they had the Red Cross that's up there at the Igo Church. And so we went up there and we dropped a bunch of stuff off there for them. We went to Salvation Army. We dropped a bunch of stuff off there, but we still have a lot that we need to deliver. So, you know, I'm hoping that they empty the truck and empty the trailer today. And then if that's the case, then we'll try and go up again next week and get them some more because we still got quite a bit left. So.
Well, that's one of the things too that maybe people don't realize is that people are having problems and feeding their pets. And you're there to help them do that too. And not just a fire, not just people from the fire. We got to take a break. I want to come back and I want to talk some more about the fire. I know that you had people out in the midst of all this that were rescuing horses that were running loose down the roads, which is not an easy thing to, that's hard in itself anyway.
Yeah, I got a great story on that.
Okay. We'll be right back. Mark Story, CEO of Hayden Humane's with me. And of course, Spencer. We'll be right back after these messages. Call on the Debot, KCNR, 1460.
Are your taste buds craving a big, juicy burger? You can order a plain old hamburger just about anywhere, but there's only one place you can satisfy your taste buds with the thick, juicy, charcoal barbecue flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection, then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Reading landmark for over 30 years. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
After the loss of a loved one, there's so much to think about. Costs shouldn't be one of them. For the compassionate care that you need, and at about half the cost of a traditional funeral home, Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 will give you the peace of mind and compassionate care that you deserve at an affordable cost. Serving the North State with direct cremation service and complete funerals. Call 241-3400 or visit online at blairscremation.com. Blair's Cremation and Burial Service, 5530 Mountain View Drive, Reading.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This Friday and Saturday night, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the state finals championship during the Tehama District Fair. Two action-packed nights as California's top pro rodeo athletes climb aboard some of the rankest stock in rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, The Loft in Red Bluff for the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Tickets are $13, $5 for children 6 to 12, 5 and under are free. These prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action at its finest this Friday and Saturday night at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by the Gold Mart on Hilltop Drive in Reading. Whether you're married, engaged, or getting ready to pop that special question, shop the Gold Mart for all things that sparkle. Find the latest designs in wedding sets, diamonds, and precious stones, all at the Gold Mart. Open Saturdays with financing available and free layaway until Christmas. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Shopping Center, Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Love is a burning flame, and it makes a fiery rain.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire
Don't
Radio.
Don't give up the day job.
Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. Of course, we're talking about Haven Humane, about what happened on the fire. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. You know, we're going to be out on the lake this weekend. It's, my friends, there is plenty of time left out there. This weekend is going to be perfect, 82 degrees. Be out there. We're going to be on a party boat and doing some fishing, but just out there having a great time. But check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, jet skis. They've got a deal for everybody. They want you to have a great vacation and stay close to home. The cost of gas is so high. And so why take a trip when you can just go right there to Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina there in Lake Shasta and have a great time. Give them a call at 238-2383. 238-2383, or check out lakeshasta.com. We're going to be out there, and you know what? It's, you know, there's still a lot of time left to have a good time. Our guest, Mark Story, and Spencer Curran, that's here from Haven Humane. Of course, Mark's the CEO. We're talking about the fire out there. You said you had a story. I mean, I know that, trying to round up horses in the fire must not have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was crazy. When I went up with Captain Smith, we were in one van, and then the rest of our crew was actually on the other side of the fire, so we were on the IGO side. And Captain Smith was driving, and we see two horses running freely down a gas point. And so she tells me to hop out and try and grab one. They have bridles on. And I'm not a horse person, Carl, so that didn't go real well. She's laughing at me, and I'm laughing, too.
You went
in
the military. Did you order them to stop?
Yeah.
Fall in
right
there?
It didn't work.
Doesn't work?
No, and even when I yelled stop louder, it didn't work. So she hops out, and she, of course, is an expert, so she catches the horses right away, or one of them, and the other one we couldn't get. And so she starts walking out. Well, the scary part is the fire is literally like 50 to 75 feet away from us coming, you know, towards the road, so these horses are really spooked. So she started walking them out, and I'm driving the van behind her, and we passed some safety vehicles, and so I said, okay, I gotta go up to IGO and get a trailer. We didn't even have a trailer. I went up to IGO real quick, and she probably walked, oh gosh, I don't know, half mile. She was almost all the way to the Veterans Cemetery by the time I got back, and there was a Good Samaritan up there with a trailer ready to go, and he followed me past the roadblock, and we loaded those two up, and then there was a gentleman with another horse that was down the way that we had heard about. So we go down there, and again, the fire's about ready to cross the road, and unfortunately this guy had already lost his home, and, you know, the horse was all he got, but he got the horse out, and so he was really thankful. We loaded him up, and, you know, the Good Samaritan guy's name was Dan, just a great guy. He drove the horses back to Haven while we tried to help out some other animals. But, you know, that's just one of many stories of the rest of our staff in Shasta County Sheriff's Department. You know, and everybody that responded, they were on the other side. There were stories like that just throughout the whole week. So it was exciting, it was exhilarating, but it was very sobering when you see the damage that was up there and the people that had lost their homes. And
89, I think it was 89 homes were lost, yeah, and hundreds of other buildings that were.
Yeah.
And you say hundreds of other buildings, go, you know, low sheds. No, I mean, these were barns and, you know, keeping their equipment and all their, you know, tools and everything like that and vehicles were all gone now.
Yeah, it was.
Well, we've heard other stories, too, that we had, actually somebody had a show here earlier last year. They were up in Shingletown when the fires were going around up there. Mm-hmm. Your people went into their house because they couldn't get the cat out. And one of your people, may have been Captain Smith, went in there. Come here, cat. Cat runs over, gets in her arms, and they rescue the cat. They didn't know it. They thought they had just, you know, they had left the cat there. They thought that they had lost the cat. And when they were talking about it, you all gave them a call and said, I think we got your cat. But that's just some of the things that you do. I mean, you go out there and your people put themselves in harm's way to rescue these animals.
Yeah, I tell you, never have I been so proud to be part of an organization as I was during the fires. It was really a pretty awesome experience. And something real similar to what you said, you know, we had a family that was in IGO, and of course nobody could get through. And they were right in the heart of where the fire had really burned through. And they had some animals. And, actually it was, Captain Smith and Lieutenant Tainer, were out there on Tuesday morning, and they went to the house, and they actually got their dogs and their cats, and they were able to bring them out to them. You know, and we were able to tell them, hey, your house is still standing, and here's your animals. And I mean, just to see the look on their face, I mean, it was worth everything. I mean, it was just amazing.
Well, you know, the thing is when you're all doing it. Now, do you have a lot of animals still left that you
all have? We have some cats. So if somebody's missing cats, I would encourage them to come down. We actually are looking for some fosters for five cats. I don't know if anyone went out to foster yesterday because they're,
these are the ones that were burnt.
Yep. And they're from moderate to severe burns. They're going to take a little bit of a commitment to foster these guys. They're going to take about an hour a day, to redress bandages and to put ointment on them. They're all friendly cats. But they are going to need a quiet place to recover. They're not going to really want to be bugged by kids or by other animals. But if you have that and you're able to do it, you can call us at 241-1653 and ask about fostering, because we would like to get them out, because they're all going to make full recoveries. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
They got scorched, but they're going to live.
They did. We had a lot of them that, you know, the little whiskers burned down, you know, but those will all grow back. And in fact, we had one cat that Tuesday morning when I was up in IGO, Sheriff's Department came up, and they were actually out doing the early assessment mm-hmm. Tuesday morning, and they said, hey, we got this cat, and it's just sitting in the guy's lap, and he said, we pulled up to a house, and it was sitting in a tree meowing. As soon as I opened the door, it jumped down and ran right into my arms. And it's just the cutest little cat, little whisker burn. But other than that, it was good. And So quite a few, but yeah, everybody else have come and claimed their animals. We have a few that are still we're still holding for the people as they're trying to get settled.
Yeah, because they lost their house and everything.
Right, exactly.
And
so.
Well, again, you know, I can't thank you enough, Mark, and I know, and I realize an organization is built on its people, and I know you got great people there, but Haven Humane did exactly what we believe that Haven Humane should do. Times of stress like this, when they're having an emergency, y'all stood up and charged toward the danger, toward the fire, to help people. And so when you talk about when we start having, events like we got Bark and Wine coming and other mm-hmm. things, that this is what keeps Haven Humane rolling.
Yeah.
And without you all, 200 and something animals could have been, pets. Horses, livestock could have been, could have died in this fire without your all's assistance. And this is the type of thing that you all do and do so well. And we're proud of you for that.
Well, thanks. And like you said, we can't do it without the support of the community. So it's really important.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, our guest, Haven Humane, CEO Mark Story, and Spencer, who is our pet of the week guy. We need to talk to Spencer when we get back. We'll be right back.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Reading.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. We're here, and Linda's on a quest, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story, and Spencer. Spencer. Spencer, you know, Spencer has been our young man that's come in here every Friday, brings in a pet. We've got, what, 100%?
Yeah, the pet of last week we do still have, but every other pet that I have brought in here has been adopted.
The little chihuahua?
Yes, the little chihuahua named Neville.
Okay, Neville's on our website, so take a look at Neville. He looks great, and he's, and Linda fell in love with him. So anyway, so half the time when Spencer first came, I wanted to call him Sebastian. I'm not sure why. I just kind of mind me Sebastian here, but how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing the radio now for a little over a year. It's really fun to come out and do something different for a change. It's a great change of pace, and it's a great way to promote the pets that we have at our shelter.
Well, it does, and I think that the idea of having, because you've brought in ones, including one day the bull terrier.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Well, I just can't help it because I mean, we're sitting here and the bull terriers are very playful animals, like 50 pounds, and played really.
The lug is a 50-pound chunk of muscle and teeth.
He lunged at the rope and put that rope, not biting, but just, you know, grabbed the rope at you at the same time. And I mean, I almost fell on the floor because of just a look on your face. And
that was pretty embarrassing. I was on the air and the dog caught me a little bit.
That was a Carson moment.
It's like he's trying to unzip. That's anyway, okay. But you know, you handle that so well, and you handle these animals so well, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Oh. Mark, we've got some fundraisers coming up here.
We do, yeah.
And I want to talk about this. Bark and Wine is going to be a week from Saturday.
Yeah, Bark and Wine and Brew is October 5th.
October 5th.
Red Line Hotel.
We're going to be emceeing that, and we've got the honor to do that. We've got tickets there. You know, this is a perfect chance, my friends, to go on out and Haven Humane showed why we've got Haven Humane here during this fire. And they've done it before during times of emergency, plus just the day-to-day operations to help keep, you know, animals and animals in shelter and to keep them rescued to help our animal friends here. But you need help too.
We do, yeah. Bark and Wine and Brew is going to be October 5th from 6 to 10-ish. I'm encouraging people to hang out and dance. We're going to have a live band. We're going to have live auction, silent auction, baskets, slideshow, lots of fun. We're also going to have, obviously, some great local vintners, some microbrews, and some great hors d'oeuvres and some good food to taste. So it's going to be a really fun event. We're really looking forward to it. We've got a great auctioneer.
we'll try here.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, it's $35 a ticket. That gets you all of that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yep. And I think we're going to have a good time. So how do we get tickets here? How do people get tickets?
You can get tickets by calling Haven at 241-1653 and they'll point you in the right direction to get tickets. Or you can buy them at the door depending on how we sell out. Hopefully we're going to sell out before that. So, I would suggest calling Haven or you can go to our website.
Okay. There's like 60 tickets left. So we need to get out there and get them now because they will sell out because we're going to have a great time. The food's going to be great and the auction items. Did you say silent auction or?
There will be silent auction as well as live auction and baskets. And then there'll be a lot of other stuff going on as well.
I was there one year and picked up an entire Harley collection of small, you know, bikes, you know, small bikes and, you know, chairs, Barbie, Harley Barbie.
You were buying Barbies?
Well, it was part of the collection there.
It's an action figure.
It's an action figure. That's right. It's not a doll. It's an action figure. Okay. Let's not forget that. Okay. You know, one of the things that we push and, you know, at least the hot season is pretty much over with, but you can still have to be aware because we're going to still get those 85, 90 degree days. I mean, you can still lose an animal in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially right now, I mean, what, a week ago, we were close to 100 degrees and now we're all wearing long sleeves. Yeah. So in another week, you never know. So as soon as that heat peaks up, don't forget about your animals. You don't want to leave them in the vehicles because they could, it could cause some serious harm or even death. So
yeah, and it's just and you still see it, animals and kids. You know, people still leave them in the vehicles there. And I mean, I just read one a couple of weeks ago. Unfortunately, you know, we don't talk about feral cats very much, but there's like feral cat colonies around here.
There are some feral cat colonies, and the feral cat colonies are they're taken care of very well. There's people that feed them. Majority of the cat colonies have been spayed neutered, so they do a trap neuter release program with them. They can bring them to us and we'll trap neuter release. But we also offer that to people if they have feral cats around their neighborhood where they can trap them. They can bring them to us Monday through Thursday at our clinic. And it's $35. And that would, we'll spay, neuter them. We'll tip their ear. They tip their ear a little bit. And that way, you know, if you see a feral cat out there and it's got a tipped ear, it's spayed and neutered. So, you know, it's not so going to be reproducing.
It's not going to reproduce. It'll just come in your yard and reproduce. There's a bathroom right there then, right?
Yeah, that is.
Can we just give them to you and say, we don't want this one back in the area?
If we have room, yeah, we can take the feral cats. You know, the thing with the colonies is majority of the colonies are away from neighborhoods.
Right.
And that's the whole point of it. So they're not in your yard. The feral cat colonies are well taken care of. And that is the reason.
So they're
for
fed
it.
And all that, and then they're spayed and neutered, and they just kind of all live together. They're kind of like an apartment house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. I've got some questions here from the chat room and a couple other things we want to talk about. About, you know, frankly, I kind of feel like I'm in the country because of all the things that, all the little animals that are wandering through my backyard, and I live downtown. So I want to talk about that because see if, you know, with other people running into the same things. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. We're with Haven Humane. And this is our big thank you to Haven Humane for everything they did during the Clover Fire and everything that they do during the year. We'll be right back.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision craft lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Everybody calls us Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. And this October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires at the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Red, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Store, Bud Jellico, Carmona's Appliances, Paul Brooks Clearance Center. Charge by phone by calling the chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's the Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on Quest today. She'll be back tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and more. I can't say enough about Mike Huber and his people there. Granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever Furniture and the Ultimate Lucky Smoker. You know what? If you haven't seen it and you haven't used it, you need to check out the website or give Mike a call at 241-7866. You think you can barbecue? Well, I tell you what, wait till you get a chance to use that Lucky Smoker. And again, the work he does with granite is truly an artisan. Estate Granite and More, 241-7866. Our guest, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Spencer Curran from, Haven Humane employee, but he's much more. He is the one that runs their adoption program. When coming in the, on Fridays here to our station and other places here in town, with the pet of the week. And we've had some really interesting pets of the week. Starting with, I think, CJ with three legs. Yes. And here's a dog that ran in here and you look at it, dog's happy.
CJ, you know, he in the 2.5 years that I've been working at the shelter, he's got to be my favorite dog I've come across there. CJ, when he first came into our shelter, he had a previous injury. This was a 9-month-old puppy, and he was unable to use one of his front arms. I was able to campaign him through all of the broadcasts that we do, and we raised the funds to go ahead and amputate CJ's leg.
But there was a reason for this. His leg could not be healed.
It could not be healed.
There was no way it was going to be healed, and he was dragging it, and he was in pain the whole time.
He was in pain. So we were able to raise the funds to cover his full surgery, thanks to donations from the public, and we got CJ his surgery, and I made him Pet of the Week. CJ was just a great little guy, and after he was at our shelter for, 3-4 months, he was there for a long time. He finally found the perfect forever home with other buddies and everything. And my favorite part about this story is I go to PetSmart on Sundays. I bring dogs with me down to PetSmart every Sunday. And the lady that adopted CJ still brings CJ down to PetSmart to see me. She comes in, and every time she says that she walks through the door of PetSmart, that dog knows that he's there to see me. She said that she can unhook him at the front door, and he will run directly over to me just because he remembers me. I bonded so well with that dog. And it's just a great feeling to know that I was able to help not only him to get his surgery, to help him to heal him, but to also I was able to help place him into a home and know that it was a great forever home and CJ won't have to go look for another home ever again. It's such a rewarding feeling to be able to help out animals in that kind of way.
Well, you know what, and I know that you have this deep affection for these animals you bring in here, but CJ was one that affected all of us. And here's a dog that, I guess maybe it's because you see people affected by loss of limbs, and the type of attitude is that I have seen in so many Marines and other soldiers in this that, okay, I've lost a limb, maybe two limbs. I am going to move forward with my life. I am not going to let this beat me.
And that was CJ's mentality.
And I thought, you know, what a great service animal to take to places where people are in bad shape and bring this little dog in for kids. For they can see that, oh gosh, you know, I mean, the dog's happy and has gone beyond that. And it shows that you can go beyond that. You know, just CJ does it, but so many of our soldiers and Marines and sailors and, have moved beyond. And I guess that's one of the things that touched me was that he represents, CJ represented moving on and having a full life.
And not letting it slow you down.
Not letting it slow you down and not letting people slow you down. Yes. So, okay. Thor.
Thor was another great boy. Thor was a Rhodesian Ridgeback Pitbull mix, and he was just a big goofball.
but his face was not. His face came in with a smile.
He did,
and I turned around and his dog. I'm like, so you got a big rope on this dog? And he comes over to me and starts licking my hand.
He could be a little intimidating just because of his size.
He's big.
I have seen smaller lines used to tie up aircraft carriers than the rope that was on that dog.
Well, he comes in and drops over and Samantha, or Savannah, our board operator, just, you know, walks up to her, licks her elbow, and, And then falls over and rolls over, and she's rubbing his stomach while she's on running the board that day.
Yeah, he was just such a happy love. And you know, he was one of those type of dogs that had been at our shelter for a long time, and it was because he was one of those dogs that didn't stand out to anybody. You know, you walk through the kennels, and a lot of people, they walk through our shelter, and unless the dog actually just stands out, you know, like it's a purebred dog, a lot of people just pass him up. And we have so many great dogs at our shelter that just get passed up every day because nothing jumps out about them. But with Thor, that's why I chose to bring him on Pet of the Week. He was such a great dog, and I could see the potential in him. He just didn't show well in his kennels. So I brought him on Pet of the Week, and because he was brought on to Pet of the Week and on your radio station, Thor was able to find a home. And Thor is now in a great forever home. He's in a home with cats, with other dogs. He's got some kids to run around with. He couldn't be happier.
But he gets along with everything.
He does.
And you can be intimidated by this dog.
You could. He was rather large.
In this last couple minutes before we take the break, how can you not take every dog home? I know you've told me, Mark, that you started bringing animals home with you, but I mean, how can you do this? I couldn't do it.
You know, if it was up to me, I would have all kinds of animals at my house. The first thing that stopped me would be my wife. My wife said no more. You know, it's my goal to help place all of the animals in forever homes. And I'm in a position to where I am at my limit. I've helped out as many animals as I can personally help out in my home environment. So now it's my goal to help the animals find their way into other people's homes.
Okay. Well, that's good. Mark.
Yeah, pretty much the same. You know, I'm a horrible foster. I fail every time and they end up staying with me. So I can't foster anymore. Plus I'm at my limit.
We couldn't foster.
Yeah, it's really tough, and I, you know, we need more foster folks, but it takes a special person to be able to foster because, you know, they see that goal at the end, they see that forever home at the end, and you know, I applaud them because it's a very difficult thing. I'm not capable of doing it. Yeah. I've tried. But yeah, I mean, the whole organization, you know, we want to put every animal that comes through our doors into a forever home. You know, ultimately we're hoping that, you know, they just got out and their family's going to come back and get them. But if not, then we want to find a forever home for every animal that comes through our place.
All right. Okay. We've got to take a quick break. Our guest, Mark Story, and Spencer Corrent from, Haven Humane. There's a question here about, you know, you've handled most of the animal services for Shasta County, but there's a question about Shasta Lake, and I guess they have their own, but we'll talk about that as soon as we come back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Just a small town girl.
This Friday and Saturday night, top rodeo contestants from the California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association compete in the state finals championship during the Tehama District Fair. Two action-packed nights as California's top pro rodeo athletes climb aboard some of the rankest stock in rodeo. Tickets on sale now at the Boot Barn in Anderson and Chico, Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisadro, The Loft in Red Bluff for the Red Bluff Fairgrounds, or charge Visa MasterCard by calling 347-9256. Tickets are $13, $5 for children 6 to 12, 5 and under are free. These prices include fair admission, tough riding, rodeo action at its finest this Friday and Saturday night at the Tehama District Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Brought to you in part by the Gold Mart on Hilltop Drive in Redding. Whether you're married, engaged, or getting ready to pop that special question, shop the Gold Mart for all things that sparkle. Find the latest designs in wedding sets, diamonds, and precious stones, all at the Gold Mart. Open Saturdays with financing available and free layaway until Christmas. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Shopping Center, Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Redding Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Redding Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to gnrm.org.
Well, I won't back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBod, good morning. Hey, our guests today are Mark Story from Haven Humane, CEO out there, and Spencer, who is our regular Friday guest when he brings in the pet adoption. The question came in is you have, Shasta Lake has animal center there. And so the difference between Shasta and Haven Humane is you've got most of the county,
Yeah, Shasta Lake is the only independent, shelter and animal control, in the county other than, Haven. Shasta County, takes care of all the county animals, but they bring them all to our facility. Anderson takes care of their own, animals, but they bring them to our facility. Right. Shasta Lake is completely independent, so they're run by the city of Shasta Lake. They have their own animal control. They do a great job up there. And they take care of it there. So if you lose your animal in Shasta Lake, then you need to go to Shasta Lake, city, animal shelter. Anywhere else in the county, you need to come to Haven.
Okay, so that clears that up.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a couple of things here, the volunteer.
Volunteer, yeah, right. We've got a volunteer orientation Saturday, October 5th at 9 a.m. That's at Haven Humane. You can call us at 241-1653 for more information on that. And then our second Tuesday club, we go to a restaurant every second Tuesday. It's a fundraiser for the organization. It's great. A percentage of the meals that evening go back to Haven to support the animals and what we do. And in October, it's going to be Tuesday, October 8th, and it's going to be at the Post Office Saloon.
That's right. And we're going to – you know what? That's a great place to eat.
It is.
The Post Office Saloon. I mean, it's, you know what? That kind of like is a old – it kind of takes you back a few years.
Yeah, it's
when
great.
You're there. Again, Bark and Wine and Brew. Once you go to the volunteer orientation, then you can go home, spend the day watching college football, and come back for Bark and Wine and Brew on October 5th on Saturday. Tickets only $35 each, but you know, you get great wines and beers, tastings, bread, cheese, hors d'oeuvres, and those hors d'oeuvres are heavy hors d'oeuvres. Those aren't like little pinky hors d'oeuvres.
No, they're good, yeah.
These are fill your plate up, fill yourself up hors d'oeuvres.
Yep, live music.
Live music.
Auctioneer extraordinaire.
As best as we can do. Raffle tickets will be available for the grand prize drawing, which is a weekend at Harris Tahoe and a dinner cruise on the MS Dixie paddle boat. So you can buy those and you can get your tickets from you.
You get them from Haven Humane. Yep.
Haven Humane. There you go.
You can get them on our website or you can call 241-1653.
What are we looking for here in the next 4 or 5 months? What do you think is going to be happening here with Haven Humane? Expanding it out. I mean, you got that brand new facility, which, by the way, is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, thanks.
It's not brand new anymore. I guess it's been open a few months.
It's still new. Yeah, we're still working it in. We've got some projects going on right now. We're looking at doing a mural. Reading School of the Arts is looking to do a mural in one of our meeting rooms, which we're our dog meet and greet rooms, which we're looking forward to. And then just working towards next year and building the organization and being a bigger part of this community and helping out wherever we can.
Well, I tell you what you've come through again as, sometimes we forget, you know, people talk about, you know, the fact is that you collect so many animals. And, you know, the sad thing is that people could spay or neuter their animals. And frankly, you'd like to be out of business.
Absolutely.
At some point here.
Yeah.
Or you see any type of trend that maybe it's getting better? I mean, one time you said you thought it was.
Yeah, no, there's definitely. I mean, last year, you know, we brought in less animals than we did the year before. So it's just that it's not a 5-year plan. It's a 50-year plan. It takes a long time. You know, it took, you know, over 100 years for us to get in this position where animals were overpopulated. So it's going to take a long time to affect that. So we're going to keep spaying and neutering, educating, and hopefully it'll take effect.
And Spencer, you're always going to find a pet. I was going to find a home for that pet, huh?
Absolutely. That's my goal.
Well, you know what? So far, we're just happy that we've partnered up with you.
And I'm like thankful for the opportunity.
Okay. Hey, well, you know, Bark and Wine will be there. We hope to see all of our friends there out there on October 5th. Tomorrow, we're going to have part of the, you know, there's going to be a Civil War reenactment out on, this weekend out at Hawes Farm. We're going to have part of them on tomorrow. We're going to have the Union on tomorrow. And then we're going to have the Confederates on, the South on, Thursday. At the same time, we're doing the drive-through. We're going to be on remote out at the, Dutch Bros. So they're going to be in uniform, from what I understand. So this ought to be a lot of fun. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And you know what? Haven you Maine, you guys are the good guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Carl and the Bot. Have a great day.
Fox News. KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Syria's chemical weapons and Iran's pursuit of nuclear ones, a couple of topics President Obama touched on in his address to the United Nations this morning. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz at the UN.
The president advised the UN that if it wants a peaceful solution to Syria's chemical weapons, it needs to approve consequences should Syria not live up to a deal to dispose of them.
If we cannot agree even on this, then it will show that the United Nations is incapable of enforcing the most basic of international laws.
As for recent overtures from Iran, the president said the two nations should be able to resolve their differences, but
conciliatory words will have to be matched by actions that are transparent and verifiable.
The president said the U.S. remains committed to preventing Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Chris?
Mike, Senate Republicans are split on how to avoid a government shutdown while keeping an eye on killing Obamacare. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live at the Capitol.